Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, we've been waiting for this for a while, yes, man. Dusty Baker here in studio with us. Baker Family Wines, we're going to be out there on Sunday watching football, playing games, drinking wine. Chick the winemaker is here.
Man.
So we're going to have a conversation about how all of this, because you've told, Chick, you've told me and KC the story before about Dusty just reached out saying, hey, I want to make wine.
Well, that's how it started. Yeah. He was what I call a consumer brand ambassador at Woodbridge Winery, and he has a different part of the story there. Right. But anyway, he reached out to me a couple of years later and said, hey, I want to put a vineyard in on my property. And I said, well, why? You know, it was one of those things. And he says, well, because I couldn't put a bass pond on the property. Because
no,
my,
I was gonna, but yeah, they said I flood my neighbors.
You flood his neighbors. So, okay, the vineyard's the next best thing. So, you know, what variety did you want to?
I want a Cabernet Sauvignon.
And why did you want Cabernet?
Well, that's what I like to drink.
Yeah. And what did I tell you?
He told me I couldn't have it because it's too hot. In Sacramento.
Yeah, so and, if you wanted, you know, it's remember, you know, this whole sack tomato kind of thing, you know?
That's what they used to call a sack of tomatoes.
Sack of tomato, and that's what his Cabernet would have tasted like.
Yeah.
So what did I tell you we were going to plant?
He told me we were going to plant Syrah.
Yeah.
And gonna... see what happened, I was on the Mondavi advisory staff.
Okay.
And so I would go to different lunches and dinners around the country with my coaching staff, and they pay me, like, pretty good money to go to dinner, and then they'd give me a you know, two cases of wine a month, you know, from their, from all of their, you know, Francesco Baldi, from all the ones that
it's
they
a good
had.
Deal right there.
Oh, a heck of a deal.
It's good. It's a better deal than I had working every day for that.
And then my coaches, they would give them, you know, per dinner, and then they'd give them a case of wine a month. And so this is how I got started. And next thing I know, there was a brother named Rodney Williams. Mm-hmm. And so
he and
Rodney,
I were good friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Rodney was a brother who picked out all my wines every month.
Mm-hmm.
And so he really taught me about the different wines, you know, the expensive from the not expensive. And so and he always picked out the expensive for me. and so I'm the one that asked Rodney. I said, Rodney, you know, can you line me up with the dude that can teach me everything about the about growing grapes, you know, putting in the wires and the irrigation and everything. And this was, and I was building a house, and it says in the Bible, plant your crops and vineyards, you know, before you move in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense because you have something to eat
while
you're building your house versus you build your house, you ain't got
as
nothing to eat.
To something to drink.
Yeah. And so that's how I got started. Chick, you know, he helped me. I mean, he's been teaching me everything, you know, the sunny side, the grapes on the on this side, you know, the north side, the shaded side. And so, you know, when to turn the water on, when not to turn the water on. The only thing is, see, he likes it when I'm home and out of a job.
Oh yeah,
Dusty, he can tell me when you're out of a job.
Yeah,
no, exactly. I've been out of a job 3 or 4 times. I mean, you wouldn't be on 5 teams if you weren't out of a job.
We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were out of a job, but you were like signed immediately. We were trying to
figure out. No, I wasn't signed immediately.
Because you went from the Giants to the Cubs.
No, that was immediately.
And then Cubs to Reds was immediately, wasn't
it? No, that was 2 years. I had a 2 year break.
2 years?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And in between the.
That's 2 years of my life in that vineyard.
Yeah, exactly. Because he would tell me what to do, and I'd be out there working in that hot sun in Sacramento. So, like, everywhere that I went other than the Cub job. Uh-huh. My phone didn't ring at all.
Really? It felt like it was back to back.
Well, it felt like it, yeah, but it wasn't.
I wasn't the one sitting at home either.
Yeah, exactly. But I wasn't exactly sitting around.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm always do something. My daddy told me, hey, son, you got to stay busy. And, you know, you got to show people that you can do more than just play ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, my dad had rent houses. My dad worked 2 jobs for 36 years. Yeah. He worked at McClellan Sears, and my mom worked and went to school. And so my parents, you know, they didn't like you just sitting around doing nothing because anytime I told my dad I didn't have nothing to do, he made me go pull some weeds.
We're going to find something for you to do.
Yeah, and I hear about those weeds all the time. Yeah,
I hate weeds to this day.
So, I don't know, what, 5-6 years elapse and Dusty says, hey, let's form a company. And
no, You know, I was a Jerry Royster, Jerry Manuel, Roland Office. All the brothers would have get together every year.
Yeah,
and so we bottled our first.
First
bottles of wine.
Okay,
and it was kind of they're called shiners. I mean, it's not like moonshine, but it's kind of like moonshine because it's not legal yet. And so I was marking them. Hey man, we got this, we got that, and then
keep talking. I'm gonna pull this closer.
Yeah, just keep talking. You go. And so. You know, the brothers all told me, hey, man, this tastes pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I said, really?
Yeah.
And I said, in our agreement.
They'd want to buy it, too.
Yeah.
They'd want to buy it.
Yeah, we couldn't sell it.
We couldn't sell it. So Dusty would say, well, here, have another bottle.
I just give it to
but
you.
But no, we want to buy it.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, then, you know, that's how we got started. Yeah. And then our agreement was, we weren't going to necessarily deal with quantity. We were going to deal with quality.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want anybody saying, hey, man, that's a... Because I had some Johnny Bench Scotch years ago. Usually I don't say the name.
And I was going to say.
Dude, it was the worst. And I'm a Scotch drinker.
Okay.
Also. And it was the worst stuff. I took one sip and I told Chick, I said, man, don't you put my name on something that people are going to be talking stuff on me. You know?
How long did it take for you to get it to where, to your quality, to your satisfaction of the taste? Was it, you know, sometimes of experimenting with what you wanted it to taste
not
like?
Not long.
No, not long. You know, and I think from a winemaker standpoint, we take a look at each individual lot, and we look at it for its merits and where the wine is sort of telling us where it wants to go so that we can blend it optimally.
Mm-hmm.
Because as Dusty says, we're not going to put anything with his name on it that is less than quality. I mean, yeah, we could probably produce a wine out there for $10 a bottle, but it's not going to be the good quality that
right.
it is.
Right.
And so we look at it and, you know, the other person in the picture here is Polly, my wife, and she... you know, she and I will just sit down and then we'll go ahead and we'll blend the wines and then we bring in, you know, Dusty here. And then he'll always ask us what this is and we just won't tell him.
Hey, it's a quiz and he makes
it's
me
a
like.
Quiz. It's the whole education part.
Yeah, and I'm usually 80% right, so I give myself a B.
Yeah.
And guessing what it is.
Yeah. And then so, you know, so really it's the quality behind the bottle.
Right.
And, or it's quality in the bottle. And that's really what our mantra is. And so 2012 is when we started the company in San Francisco on Treasure Island. We moved the company to West Sacramento. Mm. In 2019-ish or something like
best
that.
Best decision you ever made. Brought it back to Sacramento.
We brought it back to Sacramento. Yeah. I mean, he lives right around the corner. and I live right across the river. So it just sort of made a lot of sense. You cannot shorten up 90 miles.
No way.
Oh. Yeah. No way.
And especially with the traffic getting worse every day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. Yeah. We were just talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, and so that's where we, you know, that's where we brought it. We produce and bottle everything in West Sacramento on Industrial Boulevard. It is truly a craft-oriented winery. Every bottle, and when he's in town, he's helping to bottle. I mean, he's helping any chance he can get. Mm-hmm. Every bottle is touched by a human. I mean, there's no automation here. I mean, it is just us just putting together our heart and soul.
The only thing is, see, my wife, she told me she ain't going to drink any if I put my feet on them.
He didn't say by the way, so you guys are off the hook this weekend.
Because
there's no fruit for Toe Jam.
Chick was trying to get us to squash grapes this weekend.
The fruit's all done. We brought it
out of Baker Family Wines. So. For those watching or listening, we're drinking a 2022 Pinot Noir here. From Baker Family Wines. You could pick these up at the Nugget in Granite Bay has them. We're going to get a list of all of the Nuggets that carry them so we can tell you exactly where to go. Look for that familiar baseball stitch right here in the Baker Family Wines logo. I can tell you one thing, Dusty, we were talking about how important it was when you put your name on something and you're involved in something, you own a company. There's a lot of, like, one of the it things is spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Total Wine gets fooled by this. There's a lot of companies that get fooled by black-owned labels when they're not black-owned labels. They're brands that slapped E-40's name on it and gave him equity in it, and now people think that that's E-40's line of Prosecco or it's Snoop Dogg's line of whatever, or like people for years up until a year ago thought Puff owned Ciroc.
Right.
All of these companies above own these. So knowing that it's Dusty Baker behind Baker Family Wines is a big deal to a lot of us.
Mm-hmm. And it's also, Hank Aaron's one of our partners.
Mm-hmm.
And, man.
7755.
Come on. That's the one, too.
There you go.
That's the one.
There you
right
go.
There.
Yeah.
And see, and I took Hank and Mr. Moorhead. He's the largest exotic car dealer in America on the East Coast.
Wow.
And so, like, I took him to Opus One. And then Hank goes, hey, man, I want to be part of your company. I'm like, man, I don't need that pressure because I don't know how I can pay you back or when I can pay you back.
Yeah.
He told me don't worry about it. And then I'm like, I can't do it. Mm. And then he says, look, boy. And see, when he called me, you know that voice. Look,
I've
boy.
Heard that once or twice.
Yeah. And then he says, look, I'm going to give you some money. I'm going to make you take me as part of your company. Mm. And I says, okay, but I says, what's the stipulation? Because I know him.
Mm.
And he goes, stipulation is you gotta make me a bold Cabernet Sauvignon.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went to Chick. I said, hey, man, look, the Hammer, he said he's got to be part of our company.
And he brought it to me in September.
Right.
We really had to pull that one out of our hat.
Hey, so. And then not only that, it was the labeling that MLB wouldn't give us permission for, put the arrow on the Braves on the side, right?
Really? Chief? Yeah. No, we had to get, we've gotten permission from MLB because the actual, is it the arrow? No, it's the feather.
Right.
Yeah, it's the feather that actually is trademarked by MLB. And Hank and the family didn't mind, and the Braves didn't mind, but we had to go to MLB for permission.
They didn't give any. Come on, it's Dusty Baker with Hank Aaron. They didn't get no kind of push.
No. There's no. In the end, MLB was very gracious, and they said, for everything that Hank has done for MLB, for Dusty, that's everything that's done, for MLB. It was just, it was just sort of, hey, let's do it.
Absolutely.
Let's make it.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen. And it's a wonderful wine.
Right.
So, I'm a cab guy, too, so I'm excited to open that bottle.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like Dusty. I like those dark, rich cabs.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And that particular Cabernet, it's a little bit different because it's more of an old world Cabernet. Mm-hmm. So I know that a lot of people love Napa Cabernet. This one's actually coming out of really high elevation vineyard in the Sierra Foothills. So it's about 2,500 foot elevation. So which in the soil sort of they're volcanic soils, but it's warm by day and it's cool by night, just like it is in Bordeaux, where the Cabernets actually have originated in the world there.
See, so, this is why I like my partner, because see, when he mentions all these places, he's been there, and he's taking students like every summer to France and Italy and all these places.
Well, I can take adults student, there, man. Too. Yeah. Know, you know?
Thank you, man.
There you go. Come on, Casey. There
and
you
see,
go.
See, he was, you know, head of viticulture at UC Davis.
Well, I wasn't the head. I ran the winery there, okay?
Yeah, okay. Come on now. That's what I'm telling
he
people.
He walked
anyway.
Into the place one day and he goes, "You run this place?"
Yeah.
And then you look at our little, you know, winery in West Sacramento, and it's like, you know,
it's okay.
We're comfortable.
It's ours.
It's old world.
Let's talk about that real quick, because obviously when you think wine, you think California, you're thinking Napa. Now you're thinking Lodi, because Lodi is buzzing right now. Mm-hmm. Having it in West Sacramento, why was that so important for you guys to have it there? Because to me, as somebody that lives, mm-hmm. you know, close to that area, lives in Elk Grove, not far from it, that is a major.
Well, but honestly, you know, we try to get in Sacramento first. Mm. And there was a bunch of red tape and a bunch of stuff that, you know, we had to like, man, this is too much. Mm. And then we met some people from West Sac, and they were like, "Come on in." And I was like, "Really?" And I said, "When?" They said, "Tomorrow." I said, "Tomorrow?" Because the other, my hometown of Sacramento.
Yeah.
I mean, they were like 6 months or 3 months.
And it was like, and I called him and I said, "How well do you know this person?" And he goes, "It'll cost me $1 million if I do that."
Yeah, you're crazy. Thank you. So sometimes you got to go with, you know, what you know. And so this is, you know, that's why we chose West Sac. But, you know, West Sac, you know, I've gotten lost, because when I was a kid, you know, you didn't really go to West Sac. Mm-hmm. And then I got lost one day in West Sac when I was looking around, and man, I was like, man, West Sac is mm-hmm. booming out there.
It is.
And, it is. Some of those houses on that back canal back there, the Deepwater Channel, and the horses, and I was like, man, this is really changed from you know when I was here.
Absolutely, it's really cool that you guys are in West Sacramento, though. Thank you know, that's like I said. You talk about wine tasting and having a nice experience. Usually, I got to go to Napa, or I got to go even out to Love. Nah, it's right there. It's right there in West Sac, man, centrally located. Whether you're talking about Elk Grove, or you're talking about Rockland, whether you're talking about Rancho, whatever. It doesn't take long to get to West Sac and get to Baker Family Wines.
See,
that's what I love about
Sac. You know, I love the proximity of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I've told people that. The guys ask me, why Sac? Because, you know, here's a guy from, you know, jump off Oklahoma and he cracking on Sac. And I said, man, how you going to crack on Sac? I said, you ain't never been there. I said, man, we're just halfway between Lake Tahoe and San Francisco.
That's right. In fact, the other day,
right there.
Reverend Chris from Phoenix, Arizona, I'm just going to give him a plug because you brought that up. He actually watches this podcast, so he might be watching right now.
Oh, that's true.
He came in and he said, "Well," I said, "how did you hear about this?" And he says, "Oh, I heard some podcast." And I said, "Was it D'Lo and Casey?" And he goes, "Yeah, I think that's who it was."
That's terrific. Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I think
there
that's
you
who
go.
It was.
Take
I'll take
the
it.
Plug.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
There you go.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Casey and I, you were talking about Hammer and Hank Aaron earlier. And Casey and I were just marveling at how many epic Major League Baseball moments you've been a part of.
Mm.
And one of them was 7:15. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
You were.
I was there at 7:14, 15, 11, a whole bunch of them. And, you know, I didn't know how fortunate I was to be a young player, you know, to have been with the Braves at the time. Because there was I prayed the night for the draft that I didn't get drafted by the Atlanta Braves, because that was, you know, the epicenter of, you know, civil rights, and they mm-hmm. had all kind of like trouble in the South and bringing out dogs and horses and
Jim Crow.
Yeah, Jim Crow and the Klan and fire hoses. And I was like, "Lord, please, I don't want to go to the South." And, you know, Hank, I did get drafted by the Braves. And I said, "Lord, you didn't hear me." But Hank Aaron promised my mom that he would take care of me as if I was his son.
Yeah.
But that was the best thing that ever happened to me, because you know, at that time, you go down there, you know, like I met, you know, Ted Abernathy and you know, to this day, you know, the, you know, ambassador of Andrew Young and
Jesse Jackson.
Jesse Jackson. Yeah. I mean, wow. You name them. I met them all. Herman Russell. I met them all through Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like their little, you know, their little son that they were schooling. And it really helped because my mom was going to school at the time. She was at Sac City and Sac State studying Black history. And then she ended up being an African studies teacher at Sac City. So. This kind of like brought a lot of things to fruition.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the books my mother made me read,
yeah.
You know, like, you know, Berkeley Carmichael, Nate Rat Brown, mm-hmm. Malcolm yeah. X. And then, I mean, you name them, I read them all.
Brought a full circle.
A full circle. And you really understood, you know, what the struggle was all about at that time. And, you know, to see so many prosperous Black people at that time was, you know, was so refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then, you know, where I ate lunch, Ralph Garr, myself, you know, at the Busy Bee, and it was right at the bottom of all the Black colleges. You know, mm-hmm. Morehouse, Morris mm-hmm. Brown, Clark, Spelman. I mean, we were there like, you know, every day.
Yeah.
And you just sort of take these things for granted until you go, you know, someplace else, and then you like, hey, man, I mean, this is one of the best things that, you know, happened to me.
That's one of the cool things about Atlanta. Being here from California and Sacramento, it's diverse, but the professionals and the high level professionals that you see in a place in Atlanta that look True like that. You is when you see it for the first time, it's awe inspiring. It's like, right. Wow, like this guy, he owns this, this dental.
Hey man, I went in some of the houses and they had like two or three color TVs and my mom didn't even have a color TV. And I think we're from California. And I was like, I got my mom's first color TV when I was on a post game show. I hit a home run against Chicago Cubs. I thought that was the biggest thing on earth. Like, hey, mom, I got you a color TV, you know. And I go in some of these houses; they had 3 and 4 and 5 color TVs, a Mercedes outside, and I was like, "Dang, man, somebody been lying to me."
All those Black professionals, like you said, the universities that are there, the HBCUs that are there too,
yeah.
And the professors, the presidents of the universities that look just
well,
like,
and it helped because my roommate Ralph Garr went to Grambling, and so I'd go to Grambling every year to pick up Ralph, and then we drive to Florida, and I drop him off on the way back, and then I met a pretty little girl. I met Ralph's girlfriend's younger sister. You know, you always go for the baby sister, and so that, you know, that's who I end up marrying. But I mean, I went to Grambling. You know, I'd never seen that many, you know, pretty little sisters in my, you know, not in one place one time.
Ralph, he never told me that.
I didn't tell you that?
No, Ralph never told me that either.
Well, we say none of your business.
Oh, man. So, look, I wanted to ask Dusty real quick because, so, D-Lo saw me today and he saw me in my Giants gear and he's like, oh, pandering to Dusty, pandering to, but the story is, every time I see Dusty at either here or at a Kings game. I'm like, Dusty, you my man. You like unk to me, man. And I'm a big Giants fan. And
son love you.
Yeah, that's my boy, yeah, too. Yeah, that's my boy. Shout out Darren. But I'm like, yeah, I'm a big Giants fan, man. I grew up under you, Dusty, man. He'd be like, yeah, with that Yankees hat on, right? Or a Reds hat. And I said, Dusty, today.
Now you got the upside down one.
Yeah. I got the Giants gear on right here, man. But one of the great stats that I remember from your era with the Giants, obviously you had 93 and that was epic, and 94 I thought you guys were gonna make a push with Matt Williams and everything before the strike hit. But then you had 95, 96. Once you got to 97 to 2002,
ooh.
I think I saw somewhere you guys played like only 12 games that, quote, didn't matter. Like you were either in the race or leading or anything. And the year that it didn't matter, quote unquote, was 99, which was special because it was the last year at the stick. So that's just a testament to the your era of Giants managing that lives with us forever, lives with the franchise, lives with fans like me forever. How exciting was that time as you as a Giants manager?
Well, it was great to see us go from the bottom to the top, mm-hmm. and then stay on top for a period of time. That's the hardest thing to do, is stay on top. because you know people shooting at you, and you're drafting low.
Right.
You know, like the you know some teams draft number one or two every year for 10 years and still can't figure it out. Mm-hmm. You know, and so like scouting is so very very important. You know, the mindset of the organization. You know, like your organizational philosophy and theory, and the fact that hey, son. You know, you're here with us, but hey, man, you better come with it. And we come to win,
right?
You know, I mean, right. I mean, that this culture. Is something. Yeah, this is something that we instill from the time they first get there. Mm-hmm. You know, and what's so great about it is that me as a manager, I didn't have to do it all the time. Or my coaches, I had players that would take care of it. You know, Barry Bonds, Will Clark, Robbie Thompson, Willie McGee. I mean, one of my big time and. You know, when I think about the great players that I had during that time, players and pitchers, I mean, guys that, you know, I could depend on. And there's nothing better than the feeling that, you know, you can trust the guy.
Yeah.
You know, under this situation, he may not come through, but I know he ain't scared. Because, see, you'd be surprised. There's a lot of cats out there that get scared. And so I'd rather have a young, brave dude that ain't that good than I would a old great player that escaped. And so, like, you know, and I look back, I had Ellis Burks and you know, Kenny Lofton and Jeff Kent. Jeff Kent, one of the most underrated dudes, Richard Rilla. And then I had the youngsters coming up, like you know, Royce Clayton and Darren Lewis, son named after. And Maddie, you know, Maddie's he's called a big Marine, you know, because he was like, you know, he was about taking care of
business.
No nonsense. Because I tell you a story. One day, Matt Williams was a rookie, and you know, Kevin, he's from San Diego.
That was my first favorite player.
Oh, dude, I love Kevin Mitchell.
Boy. That was my first favorite
player. Oh, yeah, and so, like, when I was a kid coming up, I'd get to the cage first, and then Hank Aaron said, hey, man, look, and then Rico Carty, look. And at the end of the day, I hit last, even though I was at the cage first. This is what happened.
Yeah.
And so Mitch was practicing that same thing. So he told Matty, he said, hey, man, you know, you gotta wait. And Matty said, well, I was here first. And he goes, hey, man, you know, I'll break your frame if you don't get out of here. And so
I swear.
So he got out of there. And so I was a batting coach.
Uh-huh.
And so Mitch said, meet me at the batting cage. I said, oh, Lord, I got to go referee with these two big old bulls in here. So I get there. Matty's waiting on. And Mitch come down there. And Mitch like, oh, you showed up? And Matty said, yeah, man, you told me to come down here. And so Mitch goes, man, I like you. And, you know, like you call the dude's bluff.
Yeah.
And they became best friends. So I said, Matty, come here, man. I said, dude, I know you had to be a little scared. He goes, man, I was scared to death. But he said, man, I had to go get my ass whooping. That's what he said. Sorry. And so, you know, he had mad respect from everybody from the time he was a little rookie.
Yeah, man.
Can we steal a little bit more of your time? Can you guys hang out a little bit longer?
Yeah,
because we haven't even scratched the surface.
Man, I ain't got nothing
things.
To do except go on and clean the garage.
If Mrs. Baker's listening, now we're gonna need Dusty. for a little bit. So don't see Dusty just like everybody else. He's trying to avoid the choices. Just like
I'm working, man.
We'll come back. We've got a lot more to talk about with Dusty and Chick. We're gonna be at Baker Family Wines this Sunday at 1:00. We're gonna be watching football. We're going to be sipping wine. Dusty's going to be out there with us. It's going to be a great time. 1:00 this Sunday. We'll come back more with Dusty Baker here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, Dusty Baker hanging out here in studio with us. The winemaker chick here with us as well. We're going to be at Baker Family Wines this Sunday. We'll hope you'll come hang out with us. The 49ers are going to be playing football. We got the Chiefs and the Ravens that afternoon. We're going to get there at 1 o'clock. We're going to be drinking wine. Chick has promised some surprises. Apparently, me and Casey got some competitions going on.
Yeah, this weekend.
Competitions going on.
I don't know about this yet.
It's all a surprise.
And Dusty's going to be out there with us as well.
How do you do beer pong?
Well, we're gonna figure it out. I was just gonna make sure.
You will.
I was gonna make sure. I gotta make sure not to wear white, right?
Oh no.
Oh well. No.
Don't wear white.
Yeah.
All right.
That's like wearing white to an Italian restaurant.
I wear
a little pasta.
I'll be ready.
We have. It's all fun games.
We have a very regular conversation on this show. And there is no better person to ask than you. Who is the greatest baseball player you've ever seen?
Oh, man. Well, the greatest one I ever had on my team is Barry Bonds. Mm. But, I got to go with Hank Aaron since I played with him. But, I mean, it's hard to beat Willie Mays, too.
Those are the two we always land on. Barry.
I'm just telling you, because, see, Willie – Hank made everything look easy. Willie made everything look exciting.
Mm.
And, I mean, Willie was probably faster, probably threw harder. Both of them were geniuses on the baseball field, including Barry. Yeah. You know, they saw things that most people didn't see.
Yeah.
Or if they saw it, it was too late. And so, you know, those three guys, and I tell you who's in there in that group that most people don't realize was Reggie Smith. Because Reggie Smith was one of the baddest boys, you know, that I played with.
Mm.
And, I mean, he was fierce, man. Switch hit, could run, had a cannon. And, you know, you didn't want to, you know, we'd get in a scuffle with somebody and I'd look for his back. I just feel around a little bit for his back. And I'd say, oh, yeah, come on.
We good now.
Oh, yeah, I'm real good.
But he good. I'm talking crazy.
Ain't nobody going to hit me in the back of my head, I tell you that.
I'm 42. So obviously I didn't see Willie, didn't see Hank. I studied as much as I could, but I watched all of Barry's career.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an impossible conversation to have.
Yes, it is.
I can't imagine, and it could be the case. But I can't imagine a baseball player being better than Barry Bonds. He was the quintessential five-tool guy.
But you know, it's kind of like I remember when they was trying to figure out who the best boxer of all time was, and then they had these fake boxing matches. I don't know if you all ever saw it. You know, you had Joe Louis facing Muhammad
Ali.
And it's like, you know, how do you compare greatness of generations?
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, it's hard.
Yeah.
It happens
today with Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain and LeBron and Michael.
I mean, and it's hard, you know, because the games change. You know, the difference. Like when Barry played, and when when I played and Hank and those guys is that, you know, was a knockdown pitch. Mm. You know, because the first thing they would do back in the day, they would say, okay, we know this kid can hit a fastball because he wouldn't be here from the minor league. Well, let's see if he can hit a curveball. Then he hit a curveball. And then they say, let's see if he can hit a slider. And then here come a changeup, see if he hit this one. And then if you hit all those, then they would knock you down. No, they would not get you off the plate. They'd knock you down.
They made sure they get there.
Oh, yeah. And then there's a slant saying, let's see how he hits on his back. You know what I mean? And you know, there was more intimidation.
Yeah.
But as a cost of the players and the salaries went up, you know, the ownership was protecting their interests because they shouldn't, you know, they couldn't afford for Barry or McGuire or Sammy, these guys, to get hurt and lose that gate.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just it was different. I mean, I tell you, you know, I had Altuve at my house last night, and he told me that these kids now are throwing the ball harder. Mm. And he says they're you know, the movement on it, the sinker, the sweeper, is more dramatic in throwing the ball up.
Mm.
And, you know, Altuve, all his life he's been seeing the ball up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't know how you get to half.
Dude, hey, man, I call him Mighty Mouse. So one day I called him, I said, hey, man. I said, you Mighty Mouse. Me no mouse. I said, no. I said, dude, let me tell you. Do you know who Mighty is? He says, no, I don't know Mighty. So I said, you go home and look up Mighty.
Yeah.
Mighty was kicking them cat's butt. And he had all the little mooses and little girlfriends. I said, next day, oh, Mighty Mouse, bad dude. I said, oh, yeah, he sure is.
I want to ask you another question about some of the guys that you've managed. Outside of Barry, we'll leave Barry out of this. I'm gonna ask you, who's the best player that you ever managed? And I'm gonna say who I think it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Carlos Correa?
No.
No. Carlos was bad.
Carlos bad dude.
Carlos.
Yeah, but
bad.
I had D. Lee.
You know, oh,
Sacramento.
Lee.
El Camino, baby.
I mean, nothing against Carlos, but I had D. Lee, I had Ellis Burks. I mean, this
Ellis
cat
Burks was
I
bad
mean,
boy,
this
too.
I mean Sammy Sosa. You know,
Eric Lee almost won the Triple Crown.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, and I'm telling you, I have seen some. I mean, some. You know, I had some bad dudes on my team.
Did you have Bryce in Washington?
Yeah, I had Bryce in Washington as a
Bryce
kid.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm not taking nothing away from him.
No, I get you.
Because I love Carlos. I mean, that's my wife's favorite player, Carlos Correa.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and seeing he come up, you know, kissing her butt, and, you know, knowing. And look at me. And, you know, he's in town. His birthday was yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, him and Jeremy Pena, their birthday's on the same day.
Okay.
And,
that's what's up.
And seeing, I love them dudes, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I me and the Latin dudes really had no problem getting along because I played in Venezuela, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. So, you know, I understand their struggle too. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, you know, the only way you got a single room, if there was an opposite. I mean, odd number of blacks or Latins, because they wouldn't rent a white dude and a brother in the same room. And so the Latins and the brothers had to live, you know, had to live most of the time down the ghetto, you know, down the flat someplace. Mm. And I talked to Dorinda Aaron, who was Hank's youngest daughter. And Hank's kids were closer in age to me than I was to Hank. Mm-hmm. And so she was telling me about her godfather, Felix Mantilla, and that was Hank's roommate back in Milwaukee. Mm. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
You've talked a lot about the Astros recently. I know for us and for fans of Dusty Baker, that World Series championship you got, you know, a handful of years ago meant a lot to us. What did it mean to you?
Well, actually, number one, you know, I had come close half a dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I made one World Series, but it seemed like something would always happen, like in that championship series, and something would always happen, seemed like in game six, you know, because that was my nemesis, you know what I mean? I'm trying not to think about it.
Goddamn Bartman. I knew Bartman was going to come on.
Honestly, he always, I asked him one day, I said, so how does this happen? He goes, well, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So it had nothing to do with the management. It had something to do
just sometimes, you know, some. I don't blame Bartman at all.
Mm-hmm.
You blame Alex Gonzalez.
Come on, man.
I tell you, you guys are cold, man. Hey, you tell the truth, but you're cold. Still cold.
Edit this out. We're going to edit this out. We're going to edit this out.
No, but I mean, I tell you, those were, those were some fun times. I mean, and you think about it, and my dad, one of the last things he told me in the World Series of 2002. And after the game, well, in game six, when we had the big lead, and then he told me, he said, son, you know, like if you didn't win that one and the pennant tonight, I don't know if you're ever going to win one. And, you know, back in the day, the old dudes, you know, they used to use negative motivation incentive. Nowadays, you can't use negative motivation because it doesn't work. But, you know, that was my reasoning the whole time for keep coming back and managing, because I love my dad. My dad's my biggest supporter, but I, you know, as a son, you want to prove your dad wrong.
Yeah, you know,
and then and that was on my mind. And then number two, right after that, I thought about how I was going to win, you know, number two, and we damn near got back to the World Series the next year. Because see, the thing about it in Houston, you know, we could have went to the World Series 4 years in a row, and we were at Game Seven. In the ALCS, both times. ALCS.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I still got a little bit of energy left. Yeah. Still got a little bit of incentive. Cause that's why I'm taking. I'm going to Nicaragua. I'm taking the Nicaraguan team to the WBC.
Well, WBC, that's going to be fire too.
Yo, it's going to be fun. And see, part of the reason is because. You know, Nicaragua got a whole bunch of African slaves, you know, that in Central America, period.
And so
I told my wife and my brother that, you know, this is my Marcus Garvey world tour.
I see you. There we go.
This is said about, like, winners a lot, because I asked you about what it was like to finally win that one. And you pointed out the ones you lost. Do you think about the ones you lost more than the one that you won?
Yeah. I mean, I think about the ones we lost because I, in my mind, you know, I should have won like four, realistically. And in my mind, if I just won two, I'd probably just only been on three teams instead of five. because if you don't win at all, especially if you're a brother, you don't win at all.
I was going to say, Dusty, you're black. You still would have been on five.
No. Eventually.
I'm sorry, man. I lost my head.
You know, I say this all the time about 02. 02 was, I was 19 years old, 18 years old, and no, 19. But that game six, it just feels like there was nothing that could be done. Felix Rodriguez was lights out all year. And he, what was that, probably about a 11-pitch at-bat to Spezio? Yeah,
and he had him one and two.
Yeah, and he just kept fouling.
No, but see, sometimes when people don't understand, I've been in Spezio's shoes. You know, sometimes I win. You know, everybody think your team's supposed to win all the time. And everybody think that the pitcher wins all the time. Or they blame the pitcher. Sometimes, man, you got to give me some credit, you know, because I wasn't up there just painting. And, boy, that was some game. And you think about game seven, where a tough decision, where I chose Levon Hernandez because of his experience in the World Series and him winning games. But some of the teammates, just like we wanted Fernando to go in that series against the one game series against San Diego, against Houston, and the sort of chose, you know, the veteran, Goltz. Well, in that decision, I was like, oh man, I wasn't sure who to pick, but some of the guys wanted me to pick Kurt Reeder because Kurt Reeder, name is Woody. And, you know, from that cartoon character, and he got these big old ears that he loves. He can't help it.
They hear you right now talking.
I better be quiet. So Woody wants you to rub his ears for good luck. And them guys, man, they were, his ears all red.
My ears, brother.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, I feel like that there was nothing that could be done. Even, you know, Robnin, who had been lights out, you know, he was. We found out later he was pitching through injury, just giving everything he had to try and get it.
But you know something, I look back on all this, man. You know, if I had won a couple times before this, I would have told him, see you later. Mm. You know, even though I was on top and with the money, I mean, sometimes you get tired of – sometimes you get tired of mess.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. That you can't say anything about.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, maybe the Lord didn't want me to leave yet because I influenced, you know, some players positively and made a better life for their families.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of these dudes, I mean, they tell me now that, you know, how grateful they were. I mean, you know, I don't think about it. I just think about doing my job or thinking about passing on what was given to me by the greats before me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, anything I tell them, I tell these guys, you know, I think, you know, I got some of it from me, but most of it I got from, you know, Jim Gilliam, you know, Joe Black, Roy Campanella, Hank Aaron, you know, Satchel Paige. I even played with Satch, you know, in 68. Right. Yeah, that was a trip. I was 68. He's called me Daffy. And I said, man, my name ain't no Daffy. He said, come here, Daffy. I said, you know what Daffy looked like? That little black duck on Donald Duck. He still called me Daffy. You know what I mean? So you know, we had a good time. You know, right now we're drinking something that was for my mom. And my mom asked me, this is for my mom. My mom asked me, she says, I want a rosé. I said, Mama, we don't have a rosé. She goes, go get one. I said, Mama, we're supposed to get one. Talk to Chick. So Chick made this rosé for my mom, and you know, she never got to taste it or drink it because she passed before. So this rosé was for my mom.
Cheers. Cheers. I'm confident she would
this
approve.
This is fantastic, too.
Since we're talking about the women in our lives, and Casey was bringing up 2002, how much trouble did you get in with Mrs. Baker when JT Snow grabbed Darren at home plate?
Well, she
You know it was bad when it starts with well. Well, yeah.
There's two things. My mama used to tell me, quit cursing on TV. Because I can read your lips. I said, no, mama, I wasn't cursing. She says, well, I read them lips. And you're embarrassing the family. You know, that was that time. And then that morning she called me because Darren had been the bat boy a number of times. Mm-hmm. And he was only out there because I had cancer that winter. Mm-hmm. And so I was trying to give him everything I could in case my cancer came back.
Yeah.
You know, once they tell you got cancer, man, you know, you don't sleep right because it comes to your mind. And so she said, son, I don't think he should be the bad boy today. I said, oh, mama, come on. She goes, you'll never listen to me. I said, mama, he's done it. Barry Bonds said he's the best bad boy we got. Then when I saw him right out there, I said, oh, Lord. And then I get that.
Is that Darren?
Isn't there a little competition?
Yeah, there's competition between he and this other little kid that we didn't know. So Darren's, I'm going, that's my, because all the kids are getting their dad's bats. Uh-huh. And uh-huh. Darren's dad, Darren L, told me, Dad, you don't do nothing but sit around. What do you do? That's what he told me. And so Sean Dustin's son got his. Barry Bond's son got his. JT Snow's son got his. And so he was his designated guy was Kenny Lofton. Mm-hmm. And so he ran out there, and I got back to my office. Phone rang. Ring. I said, oh, Lord, who's this? So I wasn't going to answer it. I said, I better answer. I picked it up. Dusty! You know, when your mama call your name like that. So, oh yes, mama, what's up? I told me she wasn't watching the game. I told you, you don't ever listen to me. I said, hey, mama. I said, the press is coming in. Oh, no. They got to wait. The press wasn't coming, but I was trying to get off the phone.
I'm just the Giants PR guy. Yeah, Dusty's talking to his mom right now. He can't come. He's going to have to hang on, guys. Yeah. The press corps from all over Major League Baseball is here, but Dusty's getting yelled at by his mom, everybody. Hang on.
Yeah, Peter Gammons, you're going to have to wait. Right? He's talking to his mom right
and
now.
And I was.
That's an iconic moment, though. Oh, yeah. That is
the only that thing is one there, of the all-time everybody moments. Remembers it but him.
He don't remember. How was he, about four?
Three.
Oh, he was little.
Remember at all, yeah.
He don't remember. He don't remember anything.
That's crazy. Yeah.
What's he say when he sees it?
Huh?
Does he like? Have you ever? I mean, I'm sure you. Yeah, he's watched seen it. And
quite honestly, I think he's kind of tired of seeing it.
I'd imagine.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was still cool.
And that's all. And then
you know, we lost the game. Mm-hmm. And what I remember as much as anything. Darren was crying. He was crying crazy. Mm-hmm. And then Leroy Hendricks, security for the commissioner, he was standing right beside me.
Oh, talked to him yesterday.
Yeah, he talked to Leroy. He's in town today with the commissioner, talking to the A's.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so Leroy is there right there. And then his favorite show was Bernie Mac. And so Bernie Mac was on like some talk show, and Bernie was talking about Darren.
Yeah.
But that boy was wailing. He don't even know what he was wailing about. And then so
he was bawling. Yeah, I remember
so
that.
I called Bernie. I said, Bernie, that boy knew what he was wailing about. He goes, did he really? I said, that boy said he knew, Daddy, I don't want them to win. That's all he kept telling me. I don't want them to win. And so my son got him on the phone. I said, look, Bernie, I know what I was crying about.
That's a classic.
Darren made his World Series debut and talked to Bernie Mac and has no recollection of any of it.
That's his man, Bernie Mac.
Dusty, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about this. You said Darren was three. I have a 2-year-old daughter.
2 minutes.
I got a 2-year-old daughter. She turns 3 in November. Yeah, I might be with your mom on this. I can't imagine her going out being a bad boy, Dusty.
I know, but this boy went to the park every day.
He was there every day, the whole run.
No, but not only that, he would sit down and watch the whole game, you know, I mean, by himself.
Yeah.
And he liked two things. He liked three, Bernie Mac, watching games, and he liked listening to Reverend Al Sharpton.
Oh, Lord.
That's what I like.
Oh, my God.
That's what I said. I'm like, really? So he was just sitting in front of the TV watching. I said, you know what you look at?
That's my boy, Darren, man. We got to get Darren up here, man. Oh, he got to come talk
he
to
just
him.
Got home yesterday. He's home now.
Okay.
He's right down the street, too.
Yeah, we got to talk to him.
Hey, Darren, what's bothering you today? The white man. The white man is bothering me. You got the ultimate line, too. Mom, Barry Bonds says he's the greatest bad boy ever. Like, what's the problem? Hey, we're going to be at Baker Family Wines this Sunday at 1 o'clock. We're going to be watching football. We're going to be drinking wines. There's going to be charcuterie boxes out there. There's going to be food trucks. If you've never been to Baker Family Wines, make your plans to make your first trip coming up this Sunday at 1 o'clock. Chick, we appreciate you so much.
Thanks for having us on.
Dusty, we appreciate your time.
I got to come back, y'all.
Oh, man, your open invitation.
The stories are endless.
Man, anytime.
Just walk in that door anytime you want.
Anytime, just walk in, sit down.
Hey, man, I got one thing. I was going by the Kings Arena yesterday, and I had my wife's truck picking up the Astros. Well, Doug Christie walks out, and so I stop and I take my hat off. Doug, how you doing? He didn't recognize
me.
He just went, hey, man, how you doing, brother?
We're going to fix that.
He came out in suit and everything.
We know exactly where Doug was leaving, too.
Really?
Doug was leaving with us.
Yeah.
When? Yesterday?
Yesterday. We're going to FaceTime Doug right now.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I pulled up on the side. He's walking out. And he's with another brother. Is that the GM?
Yes.
When
we close the show out right now, we're about to talk to him.
We're going to FaceTime Doug right now. Yeah. We'll see y'all tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.